Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. This is an incredibly powerful summer, and it seems like every moment we're being catapulted forward into more intense activities of light. This is causing some wondrous changes within all of us, but also some very challenging experiences in our daily lives as everything is being pushed to the surface at an accelerated pace. People all over the world are very aware that this is a momentous time, and it seems like everybody's struggling to find a balance between utter chaos and peaceful harmony. So today we're going to join hearts and minds with each other and the company of heaven as we invoke the light of God to transmute the surfacing negativity and replace these chaotic energies with more love-filled light and peaceful frequencies of divine harmony. We have the ability to improve our lives and the lives of all humanity by adding to the light of the world. As we've talked about many times, within the divine matrix, which literally is the body of our Father, Mother, God, in which all life exists, we have the ability to shift the energy, vibration, and consciousness of this matrix by adding to the light and by transmuting the negativity with the full power of the violet flame. Remember, the light of God is always victorious, and we are that light. So as you listen to the broadcast today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we're going to co-create a force field of light that will serve as the open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. It's important for each of us to remember the profound truth that we are one with all life, and what affects one part of life affects the whole of creation. You are a beloved child of God, and you're powerful beyond your knowing. So as we focus on the light, we become that open door, that instrument through which the light of God can flood into the physical plane to affect every atomic and subatomic particle of life evolving on this planet. As I've mentioned several times during this monumental year of 2012, humanity is receiving the maximum assistance from the heavenly realms that cosmic law will allow. So today we're focusing on the eternal moment of now, and that means that whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into this force field of light, and your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence, which is your true God self and the company of heaven. So now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically, and ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Together, we continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity within our heart, which is known as our immortal, victorious threefold flame. It consists of the blue flame of our Father God's divine power, the pink flame of our Mother God's divine love, which we've always known as the Holy Spirit, and the yellow-gold flame of the Son and Daughter of God's divine wisdom, which is Christ consciousness. This transfiguring divine love now flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every other person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's divine love that is flowing from heart flame to heart flame is forming a grid of love that encapsulates the entire planet Earth. This grid of divine love spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection that the Earth is capable of receiving at this time. This grid of divine love is what is being called the bridge to freedom, over which this sweet Earth and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process, which is the fifth dimension. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform Earth, all of her peoples, her governments, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of our new planetary cause of divine love. So as we continue, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. This is a very powerful summer, and since the birth of 2012, we've been moving forward at warp speed. We've experienced monumental influxes of light through the new year, the vernal equinox, the solar eclipse on May 20th, the lunar eclipse on June 4th, the Venus transit on June 5th, and the summer solstice on June 20th. Now we are poised for the influx of light that will occur during the Olympic Games. The Olympic Games are a powerful opportunity for us to add to the light of the world because the collective consciousness of humanity focuses on this event that takes place for 17 days. The Olympic Games symbolize the family of humanity setting aside our differences and coming together for the divine intent of reaching our highest level of excellence. Now, this thought form is the perfect venue for adding to the light of the world. During the 17 days of competition of the Olympic Games, it's estimated that 4.5 billion people, in one way or another, turn their attention to this event. So the light workers of the world can ask the company of heaven to gather up this collective energy that is focused on the Olympic Games, purify it with the light and power of 1,000 suns, and utilize that collective cup of humanity's consciousness to add to the light of the world in the way that will result in the highest good for every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment, and then to expand that light to bless the nature kingdom, the elemental kingdom, the angelic kingdom, and every particle of life evolving on this planet. This will move us forward to the cosmic event, the 25th anniversary of Harmonic Convergence, which will take place in August this year, August 11th through the 16th, 2012. We have the ability to amplify the light that is bathing the planet through this exceptionally powerful year and this greatly amplified summer. And with all of the challenges going on in people's lives, it's a real opportunity for us to make a positive difference in the lives of people everywhere. Individually and collectively, we can utilize this amazing influx of light for the benefit of not only ourselves, but our families, the elemental kingdom, the nature kingdom, and all humanity. At this time, humanity is receiving the maximum assistance from on high that we are capable of withstanding. That means that you and I have the ability to increase the light that we're adding to the world in more powerful ways than ever before. So it's important for us to remember that when we focus on the eternal moment of now, our light is woven into this building momentum of all of the activities of life that are unfolding on this planet, no matter when they are taking place this year. This includes not only the first 6 months that we've experienced with this incredible influx, but throughout the remaining months of 2012 as well. So due to the unprecedented divine intervention, all of our endeavors to add to the light of the world are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Just imagine what a gift that is for all of us. The legions of light have volunteered to bathe the planet and all her life with new solar frequencies of the violet flame that will quickly transmute at a greatly accelerated pace the negativity that's being pushed to the surface by this influx of light. Remember, there is no separation. There's no such thing as us and them. So as the light of the world increases on this planet, as it has been throughout this year, it pushes everything to the surface that conflicts with that light. So when we turn on the news, or we read a newspaper and observe the things taking place all over the world, it looks like, from outer appearances, that things are in utter chaos. But actually, it's just because this negativity is being pushed to the surface at an accelerated pace so that you and I and the rest of awakening lightworkers can quickly transmute it. The beings of light have amplified our ability to do this with new solar frequencies of the violet flame. So we are blessed beyond measure to have the opportunity to transmute this surfacing negativity. This gift of solar violet fire is increasing daily and hourly for the remainder of 2012. This is a gift of divine grace that will help us clear away the negativity so that we will be able to birth our new renaissance of divine love. This is an activity of light that is destined to occur during the 25th anniversary of Harmonic Convergence on August 11th through the 16th of 2012. And it will also prepare us at an atomic and subatomic level for the wave of life and energy that is entering the planet and will increase on December 12th and December 21st of this year. So let's join together now and utilize this very powerful opportunity to transmute the surfacing negativity so that we can add to the light of the world. The negativity that is being pushed to the surface is coming up not to wreak havoc in our lives, but because we have an incredible influx of the violet flame to transmute it quickly. We can do this by simply saying, I ask my I Am Presence and the entire company of heaven to amplify the new solar frequencies of the violet flame through my heart flame to transmute every electron of precious life energy that's being pushed to the surface to be transmuted back into light from all time frames and dimensions. Then to consciously feel this magnificent gift of the violet flame flowing through your heart daily and hourly, moment by moment with every breath you take. And whenever you have a moment, again, reiterate that invocation. I ask my I Am Presence and the entire company of heaven to flood the violet flame through my heart to transmute every electron of precious life energy that is surfacing to be transmuted back into light from all time frames and dimensions. And the exact words aren't important. It's the thought form and and the intention that matters. So don't worry about the exact wording. Just know that you're invoking the violet flame to transmute every surfacing electron of negativity that conflicts with the patterns of perfection for the new earth. The beings of light have said that never in recorded history has radical, revolutionary, overnight change been more possible. And never has humanity's shift into unity consciousness been more probable. Miraculous changes are daily and hourly taking place within every man, woman, and child through the guidance of his or her I Am Presence, their true God reality. As we each, with clear intent, consciously focus on our personal and planetary transformation, our victory is assured. Now, during the past several years, the light of God has been flowing through the I Am Presence of every evolving soul on Earth and activating humanity's fifth-dimensional solar spine and our fifth-dimensional solar chakras. This is raising us at an atomic cellular level into higher frequencies of vibration. We have a fifth-dimensional solar spine that pulsates with 12 solar chakras and all of the corresponding solar meridians that are running now through the acupuncture meridians in our bodies. That act of divine intervention and grace is lifting every person into higher frequencies of energy, vibration, and consciousness. And this is assisting every soul to be able to withstand these greatly amplified influxes of light that we are receiving through these monumental activities of light, celestial alignments, solar flares, and all of the opportunities of the solstices, the equinoxes, the solar and lunar eclipses. The 12 solar chakras that are now amplified within each person and the corresponding solar meridians in our fifth-dimensional spines are unique, and they radiate light in ways that we've not experienced in the past. Each fifth-dimensional solar chakra radiates all 12 solar aspects of deity through one unified ray of light. This multifaceted ray of divine light is called the Circle of the Sacred 12, and it consists of the 12 solar aspects of deity. I'm going to list those and the divine qualities associated with each of these solar aspects of deity so that we can experience them personally and tangibly. So breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Your magnificent threefold flame has recently been expanded to envelop your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and it is pulsating with higher frequencies of solar light that reflect the divine trinity, the blue flame of our Father God's power, the pink flame of our Mother God's divine love, and the yellow-gold flame of the Son and Daughter of God's divine wisdom, which is Christ consciousness. Now the 12 solar aspects of deity flow through all 12 of your solar chakras. These are aligned along your spinal column with the first solar chakra at the top of your head, the crown chakra, and the last solar chakra, the 12th solar chakra, at the base of your spine, where the root chakra has always been. Now, with your 12 solar chakras, these fifth dimensional frequencies, all 12 of these solar rays radiate through all 12 chakras simultaneously. So as I list them, first experience the first solar aspect of deity flowing through all 12 chakras, and I'll guide you through this step by step. Breathing in deeply, we first experience the first solar aspect of deity, which is sapphire blue, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of God's will, illumined faith, power, protection, and God's first cause of perfection. This sapphire blue light is now radiating through all 12 solar chakras, and they are blazing sapphire suns. Now we invoke the second solar aspect of deity, which is sunshine yellow. This pulsates with the divine qualities of enlightenment, wisdom, illumination, understanding, perception, and constancy. This solar aspect of deity now expands through all 12 solar chakras until each one becomes a blazing sunshine yellow sun. We now experience the third solar aspect of deity, which is crystalline pink, and pulsates with the divine qualities of transfiguring divine love, tolerance, adoration, and reverence for all life. As our I Am presence expands the third solar aspect of deity through our 12 solar chakras, each one becomes a pink, radiant sun of light. Now we experience the fourth solar aspect of deity through all 12 chakras. This aspect of deity is white and pulsates with the divine qualities of purity, hope, the immaculate concept, restoration, resurrection, and ascension. Through the guidance of your I Am presence, each solar chakra becomes a blazing white sun, pulsating with all of the divine qualities of the fourth solar aspect of deity. Now we experience the fifth solar aspect of deity, which is emerald green, and pulsates with the divine qualities of illumined truth, healing, consecration, concentration, and inner vision. The I Am presence expands the emerald green radiance through all 12 solar chakras, and each one becomes a blazing emerald green sun. Now we experience the sixth solar aspect of deity, which is ruby gold. This aspect of deity pulsates with the divine qualities of ministering grace, healing, devotional worship, and peace. The I Am presence expands the ruby gold light through each solar chakra, and each one becomes a blazing ruby gold sun. We now experience the seventh solar aspect of deity, which is violet, and pulsates with the divine qualities of freedom, liberty, justice, victory, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and transmutation. The violet flame is the perfect frequency of the sapphire blue radiance of our Father God's divine power, and the crystalline pink radiance of our Mother God's divine love. This violet light blazes through all 12 chakras, becoming an amethyst violet sun. Our I Am presence now radiates the eighth solar aspect of deity through each of our 12 solar chakras. This aspect of deity is aquamarine and pulsates with the divine qualities of clarity, lucidity, divine perception, and discernment. Each of our 12 solar chakras becomes a blazing aquamarine sun, pulsating with these divine qualities. We now experience the ninth solar aspect of deity, which is magenta, and pulsates with the divine qualities of harmony, balance, assurance, and confidence. As these divine qualities expand through each solar chakra, the chakras become magnificent magenta suns of a radiant light. We now experience the 10th solar aspect of deity, which is gold, and pulsates with the divine qualities of eternal peace, prosperity, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Through the I Am Presence, each solar chakra becomes a magnificent golden sun of infinite light, blazing these divine qualities into the physical world of form. We now experience the 11th solar aspect of deity, which is peach, and it pulsates with the divine qualities of divine purpose, enthusiasm, and joy. Through the I Am Presence, each of our 12 solar chakras becomes a radiant peach sun of eternal light, pulsating forth these divine qualities. And finally, we experience the 12th solar aspect of deity, which is opal, and pulsates with the divine qualities of transformation and transfiguration. Through the I Am Presence, each of our 12 solar chakras becomes a radiant opal sun of infinite light, blazing these divine qualities into the physical world of form. In our fifth-dimensional solar spine, every chakra reflects all of the aspects of deity, all of the time. But if we want to amplify one of these aspects of deity for a particular reason or in a particular situation, we simply ask our I Am Presence to increase that specific divine quality, and it will instantly expand through all 12 chakras simultaneously, just as we have experienced now by invoking the 12 solar aspects of deity one by one. For instance, if we want to increase the divine qualities for healing through our physical bodies and project it to a person or a location on Earth, we just ask our I Am Presence to amplify the fifth solar aspect of deity, and the emerald green light instantly begins blazing through all 12 of our solar chakras until each one becomes a resplendent emerald green sun of healing. If we want to increase love, we ask our God Self to amplify the third solar aspect of divine love, and the crystalline pink light begins blazing through all 12 chakras until each one becomes a pink sun of divine love. Our I Am Presence always monitors every situation, and when the appropriate amount of healing or divine love has been projected through our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies to whatever we're sending it to, the circle of the sacred 12 then returns to perfect balance in each of our solar chakras. We can amplify one or more of these aspects of deity through our fifth-dimensional solar chakras anytime we want to, and we can do it as often as we like, according to the need of the hour and our service to the light. We are experiencing major changes through our newly activated fifth-dimensional solar spine. And this increase in vibration is actually altering and rebuilding our nervous systems. These highways of light are being widened so that we will be able to accommodate the increase of the unity consciousness and divine love that is now pouring into the planet. Even our nervous systems are being strengthened to withstand higher levels of divine wisdom and sacred knowledge than we've ever experienced before while traversing the physical plane of Earth. Humanity's spiritual brain centers are also being altered, and they are awakening through this new infusion of light. As divine consciousness filters into our outer minds, our God selves are releasing new visions of possibility in which peace and freedom are tangible realities, and reverence for life is the order of the new day. We need to just quiet ourselves, ask for that inner guidance, and then take the time to listen for the response from the heavenly realms. Our fifth dimensional solar chakras enable the physiological aspects of the third and fourth dimensions to be lifted into and merged with the multidimensional aspects of the limitless physical perfection of the fifth dimension. This process is actually recalibrating our DNA into new expressions of eternal youth, vibrant health, and radiant beauty. These expressions are the natural reflections of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar-like bodies. We've talked about this several times, that we're actually transforming at a cellular level from carbon-based planetary beings into crystalline-based solar light beings. This event is creating a deep stirring and change within the cells of each and every one of us. Suddenly and miraculously, nothing is the same as it used to be. Now it is time for us to utilize our new sacred gifts of transformation for the benefit of humanity and all life evolving on this blessed planet. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are invoking our assistance in another very vitally important facet of the divine plan. So please go within and kneel before the altar of divine love that's blazing in your heart, and listen for the still small voice of your inner guidance to respond to this clarion call according to the directives of your I Am presence. The key factors in humanity's ultimate awakening involve both the remembrance of our oneness with all life and the establishment of divine government. This will be a government of the I Am presence of humanity, by the I Am presence of humanity, for the I Am presence of humanity. A government that is perpetually working for the highest good of all concerned. With the unfathomable power and might of the flames of transfiguring divine love and reverence for all life that are now bathing the planet, these two factors are being accelerated into physical manifestation by leaps and bounds. And this will result in restoring reverence for all life in the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child on Earth. Your heart commitment and your dedication to the light are vitally important factors in helping to establish the archetypes for healing humanity's separation from God and the remembrance of the oneness of all life. If this were not the case, your I Am presence would not have magnetized this information into your sphere of awareness. The need of the hour is for awakening lightworkers to join our hearts and minds together as we create living, ever-expanding force fields of light that will assist even the most recalcitrant asleep people to easily experience these new frequencies of divine love that are beginning to flood the planet. When we observe the things occurring, occurring on Earth, I know that it looks like we are a very long way away from reaching a critical mass of vibration that would allow these shifts to take place into the new heaven and the new Earth. But actually, we are far closer than outer appearances seem. So let's join together and expand this light. Remember that light is infinitely more powerful than the fragmented, fear-based consciousness of our human egos. So we are closer to reaching a critical mass of vibration that would allow for heaven on earth to become a manifest reality than it seems for outer appearances. Remember, a critical mass does not mean 51% of the people on earth must be vibrating at this higher frequency. It means 51% of the energy, vibration, and consciousness of the people on earth. Light is infinitely more powerful than fear. So one light worker focusing effectively on the light can release enough positive energy to counteract the fragmented, fear-based, hate-filled thought forms and feelings of literally hundreds of thousands of our human egos. In addition to that blessing, the beings of light have been given permission to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Hence, the critical mass for heaven on earth is much closer than it appears. Now, the following invocations are specifically designed to help awaken every recalcitrant soul and to assist every neophyte and awakening soul to integrate these new frequencies of divine consciousness and the new fifth dimensional 12 solar aspects of deity through our newly activated solar spine. As this force field of light is empowered each day through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we will have the effect to exponentially expand this light, and the light of divine consciousness will penetrate quickly into every person's conscious and subconscious mind. So let's join together now for this activity of light. Breathe in deeply, and once again, go within the divinity of your heart. Release all of the outer world and feel yourself one with your mighty I Am presence. I am my I Am presence. I am my I Am presence. I am my I Am presence. I'm going to state these invocations in the first person, so we'll each experience it personally and tangibly. But know that simultaneously, we have invoked the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, and we are one. So the I Am presence of each person is simultaneously activating this light through each person in perfect alignment with his or her highest good and the highest good for all concerned. I am in-breathing and exhaling slowly and rhythmically. The holy breath of God is cleansing and purifying my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The breath of God is now lifting me up in energy, vibration, and consciousness. And I experience myself ascending up a tremendous pillar of light into the realms of eternal light and illumined truth. I now pass through the multidimensional doorway into higher frequencies of divine love and unity consciousness than I have ever known. Within these higher frequencies of light, I am enveloped in cascading brilliant light, which is reflecting the pristine beauty and the exquisite colors of the 12 solar aspects of deity. This resplendent light is pulsating with the music of the spheres as it expands through my 12. as this light intensifies moment by moment, I am experiencing great ecstasy in my heart, and I know perfect calm and harmony in my mind. I realize that I have ascended into fifth-dimensional solar consciousness, and here my I Am presence takes full dominion of my earthly bodies. Here I know I am my I Am presence, and I am present. Through the divine consciousness of my I Am presence, I realize a great pillar of light is radiating through me. It is my 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine, which is actually the finger of God Almighty pointing to planet Earth from out of the realms of eternal light, saying, "Here I am." Along this mighty pillar of solar fire, I see and feel my 12 solar chakras of divine consciousness. I now accept my 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine and chakras as the illumined presence of my true being in the physical world of form. This is what my I Am presence is, the 12 fifth-dimensional solar aspects of deity now made manifest in the physical world of form through my 12-fold solar spine. Through the assimilation of this divine light, I am both a planetary and a solar light being. I am spirit and matter, unified on Earth in perfect harmony, right here and right now. I serve through my planetary body, but I dwell in the consciousness of all that is. Into this great force field of light, I now invoke the magnificent light of my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. And I invoke the power and light of beloved El and Allah, the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from our great, great central sun. I invoke the power and light of Eloi and Eloah, the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from our great central sun. I invoke the power and light of Alpha and Omega, the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from our central sun. And I invoke the power and light of Helios and Vesta, the representatives of my Father, Mother, God, from my physical sun. I also invoke the entire company of heaven, crowns, thrones, principalities, galactic beings, archangels, seraphim, cherubim, angels, ascended masters, the mighty I Am presence of all humanity, the directors of the elements, the devas and devarajas, and all of the beings associated with the elemental kingdom. I realize that I am one with all of these magnificent forces of light. Through my sincere heart call, they have joyously come to help me imprint the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God onto the newly created fluid field of unmanifest divine potential. All of these patterns of perfection now flow into the physical plane, and as one holy breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I proceed. Through the divine sacred fire blazing in my heart, powers of light, powers of light, come forth now. Blaze the most intensified frequencies of the solar violet flame through every particle of life on earth with every breath I take. I ask that you transmute cause, core, effect, record, and memory, every electron of precious life energy that has been misqualified through the misuse of the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of humanity through all time frames and dimensions since our initial fall from grace eons ago. Transmute every electron of misqualified energy into its infinite perfection and fill the void where this energy used to exist with a new planetary cause of divine love and the patterns of perfection for the new heaven and the new earth. Blessed legions of light, blaze the 12 solar aspects of deity and the most powerful fifth dimensional ray of the circle of the sacred 12 that humanity can withstand at this time through every heart flame into the voids where this negative energy used to exist and seal it in the new frequencies of our planetary cause of divine love. Project this light through every person's heart flame and their fifth dimensional solar spine. Blaze this circle of the sacred 12 into the mental body, the etheric mind, and the physical brain structure of every man, woman, and child evolving on Earth. Balance the right and left brain hemispheres of each person and activate our spiritual brain centers, our pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, and the ganglionic centers at the base of our brains to their original full divine potential. Blaze this light through our physical brain centers and rewire our physical brain structures to withstand the higher light of divine consciousness and our new planetary cause of divine love. Heal the fragmented circuitry that has prevented humanity from communing with our I Am presence and the company of heaven. Assist us to perpetually hold open our solar crown chakras of enlightenment and our 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine, and allow each of us to reunite with our I Am presence and the entire company of heaven on a tangible, conscious level. Beloved legions of light, I ask that you keep this divine light blazing through my I Am presence into each cell, molecule, atom, and electron of humanity's brain structures until every man, woman, and child, the physical mind and brain, are restored to their original purity and divine intent. One with the divine mind of God. Help every soul to be once again fully alert to the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God, so that all humanity can achieve great skill in transmitting these patterns of perfection for the new earth and our planetary cause of divine love into physical expression. Legions of light, expand the harmony of humanity's true being. Quickly transmute all misqualified energy that surfaces daily and hourly from this moment forth, and fill our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional vehicles with tones of cosmic harmony, sealing this energy into the new divine perfection of its infinite potential. draw the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity into alignment with our I Am presence and our fifth-dimensional solar spine. Allow the light of God to constantly maintain a state of peace and calm, inner harmony in our minds and our outer world activities. Instantly dissolve all thoughts and feelings that conflict with humanity's divine plan and divine potential. Like the sea reflecting the sun, help us to keep our conscious minds open to the divine plan, and then seeing and knowing that plan, assist each of us to go forth to manifest it in the world of form through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. Beloved ones, bathe the earth and her atmosphere in oceans of your cosmic melody, divine harmony and color, infinite perfection, and the patterns for the new earth and our planetary cause of divine love, so that all times, all life will feel at one with this exquisite, prismatic, cascading sea of music and light flowing through our 12 solar chakras as the circle of the sacred 12. In deep humility and gratitude, I thank you for assisting humanity and all life evolving on Earth in this wondrous and beautiful way. I now return my consciousness to the room and become aware of my physical body as I lift up in energy, vibration, and consciousness. I am one with this light. I am the open door that no one can shut, and I consecrate my life according to my wisdom and understanding to allow this light to expand through me with every breath I take. Precious hearts, this year our I Am presence is increasing our heart flame's ability to assimilate higher frequencies of this solar light so that we can draw this light through us without harming the cellular structures of our earthly bodies. This is occurring so that we can prepare at a cellular level for the unprecedented influx of solar light that will flood the planet during the 25th anniversary of harmonic convergence, which will take place August 11th through the 16th in 2012. At that time, we will reboot the patterns of perfection that have been downloaded from our new planetary cause of divine love. And when this influx of light occurs, humanity's I Am presence will actually activate the newly imprinted genetic codes within our 12 solar strands of DNA. This will allow us to birth a new renaissance of love for the Earth and all her life as we move into the miraculous shifts of vibration for 2012. Every one of us has been preparing for this wondrous event for a very long time, and this critical facet of the unfolding divine plan that is going to be occurring this year. The events of this powerful summer have catapulted us forward, and the unprecedented event that will take place during the 25th anniversary of harmonic convergence, the vehicle that will for this event is going to be the 26th annual World Congress on Illumination. And this is a global event, and no matter where you are on the planet, you can participate in this global activity. So for details on how you can participate, no matter where you are on the planet during that monumental week, please go to our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. And click on the box for the 26th Annual World Congress on Illumination. Read the article there for the details of what this event will mean to humanity and all life on the planet. it's really difficult for us to truly grasp the magnitude of what this will mean for the earth and all her life. But the beings of light have said that from that moment forth, once the new renaissance for divine love has been rebooted onto the DNA within humanity's cellular structures, the physical manifestation of the patterns of perfection for the new earth will begin to externalize at a greatly accelerated pace into our tangible physical reality. This will be the heaven on earth of our own creation through our I Am presence. These patterns for the new earth will reflect humanity's oneness and a reverence for all life, which is what we have been working toward, the reclaiming of this divine potential since our fall from grace eons ago. So listen to your heart. A clarion call is now reverberating forth from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, invoking your assistance in this holy endeavor. Respond according to your inner guidance, and know that whenever you volunteer to serve as an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life evolving on this earth, the floodgates of heaven open to support you and to help you pave the way for your participation, whatever you're being called to do. It's critical that lightworkers from around the world participate in this event in one way or another. And no part of the plan is any more important than another. What is important is that we listen to our hearts, we respond, and we trust. Know that the company of heaven will assist you in paving the way for whatever your heart call is. This is true whether you may need assistance with time, energy, money, or courage to accomplish your facet of this divine mission. I am so grateful for you and your willingness to be the open door for the light of God. Thank you for joining us this week for this activity of light. Please join with us again next week as we continue to expand the light of God on this precious planet. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.